We talked about how to match and mirror the way people sit, the way they stand, and how they shake hands. Can you use the same technology and the same philosophy with tonality? Sure you can. You certainly can match their tone. You certainly could match their rate of speech, which is how fast or slowly they speak. You could adjust your volume. Let's talk about tone. You know people who have high squeaky voices? And then some who have low baritone voices. Remember, people feel comfortable with people who are similar to themselves. Your goal is to match the tone of your prospect. If they have a low voice, what you want to do is lower your voice a little. That's all. Just try it. Have you ever talked with someone who had a high squeaky voice? Sticks out like a sore thumb, doesn't it? It's like that goose who was all by himself. Your goal is to get as close as you can to your prospect's speech patterns without mimicking. What about rate? How quickly they speak? Some people talk very quickly, and others speak slowly. Do you know if you talk fast or slow? It depends on who you talk to, doesn't it? Your goal is to match your prospect's rate of speech. If you talk fast normally, what you might want to do is pause between sentences. Take a breath. Slow it down. If you happen to be a slow talker, then talk in shorter sentences. It gives the impression that you're talking more quickly. If a prospect is a slow talker and you talk fast, the prospect will get the feeling, ah, this guy sells snake oil. He's a fast talker. On the other hand, if the prospect is a fast talker, he's going to think, come on, finish with it already. Finish. In order to keep a prospect's attention, it's very important to establish rapport by speaking at the same rate. What about favorite phrases? Are you aware of the favorite phrases your prospect uses over and over again? You should. From a prospect's point of view, if you incorporate their favorite phrases into your speech, you'll make them feel comfortable, and you're closer to establishing rapport. Another key point you want to pay attention to is volume. Some people speak softly.
Other people loudly.
If you're in front of a prospect who speaks softly and you're loud, that's overbearing. What you want to do is try and match their speech patterns as closely as possible. Now, let's discuss the actual words you speak, which is 7% of communication. Each one of us makes sense of the world through our senses. We express ourselves with words which reflect those senses. For example, picture a small child walking through a flower field. When she sees a flower, she wants to sit and touch it. She smells it. She looks at it. She eats it. As you grow older, you learn the eating part is not the most effective way to experience the flower. While we all use our senses to take in, evaluate, and communicate with our environment, we tend to rely more heavily on 3: sight, sound, and touch. We usually have a preference for one over the other two. Let me give you some NLP names for these. First, sight, or visual. If you're visual, you're a person who makes sense of the world through pictures and visual images. You prefer to see things to make sense of the world. Second, if you're a person who makes sense of the world through sound, you are auditory. You have to hear things. You have to talk it out. Third, if you are kinesthetic, you make sense of the world through touch, feelings, and impressions. You like to put your hands on something. You like to touch things. You have all 3 of these senses, but each one of us, depending on the situation, has a dominant sense. There are different ways you can identify whether people are primarily visual, auditory, or kinesthetic. One is through their rate of speech. Visuals speak quickly because they see what they're saying, like a movie. They're trying to catch up to the 4 or 5 frames they're behind. Their mouth is moving 1,000 miles a minute, trying to catch up with the pictures in their mind's eye. Visuals tend to stumble on words. It doesn't matter to them because the words themselves do not matter as long as the picture is clear. Auditory people speak slowly. They hear the internal dialogue first, then speak out loud. When they speak to you, it's the second time they've heard it. Words are very important to the auditory person. They normally pick and choose their words very, very carefully. The kinesthetic person who speaks from the heart speaks very slowly. Why is that? because they're trying to get a feeling from what they're saying. How does what I'm saying impact the other person? Is it what I want to say? Does it portray the right feeling? Words people use help identify which sense they prefer. Visual people use visual words such as sight, see, look. You'll hear them say, "Hey, that looks good," or "I'd like to see you tomorrow," or "picture this." Auditory people use auditory phrases such as, "Listen to this. I'd like to talk to you." Doesn't sound right. Kinesthetic people use touch and feeling phrases. "This just doesn't feel right. I can't get a grip on this idea. I'd like to bounce this idea off of you." What you want to do is to become a chameleon. If you're talking to a person who's an auditory and you happen to be a visual, recognize you may be painting the perfect picture, but the other person did not hear what you're saying. What amateur salespeople normally do when someone looks confused is to repeat the same phrases again and again, as if the person doesn't understand English. The proper way to have people understand you in this case is to adapt your language and your rate of speech so people will understand what you're trying to convey more quickly. Communicate to them the way they take in their world. Let me repeat this. Communicate to them the way they take in their world. You will find you will establish rapport, and you will bond with your prospects very quickly and very effectively.